Where's the transphobia? LGBT charity survey finds just 4% of Britons are fearful of trans and gay people. By Kurt Zindelka on June 3, 2022. Despite persistent accusations of transphobia, a poll from the LGBT charity Stonewall has revealed that the British public is overwhelmingly tolerant of homosexuality and transgenderism, with just 4% of respondents reporting fear of trans or gay people. A survey conducted in conjunction between Opinium and Britain's largest LGBT charity of over 2,000 people in the United Kingdom found that the public is far more likely to express respect or admiration rather than fear or disgust towards people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. The survey, which was published to coincide with the 50th anniversary of Pride Month in Britain, said that just 4% of the public felt fear of LGBT people, and less than 10% associated disgust with the group, with 9% for gay men, 8% for transgender or bisexuals, and merely 7% for lesbians. In contrast, far more of the public would choose the words respect or even admiration towards the group, with 38 and 37% of the respondents saying they had respect for lesbian and gay people, respectively, and around one-third for bisexual or transgender individuals. Trans people, however, ranked highest for admiration, 21%, compared to 19% for lesbians and gay men and 16% for bisexuals. While the poll broke down the results of its poll down by gender, age, and region of the UK, it did not include racial or ethnic backgrounds of those questioned. The results fly in the face of constant claims of Britain being a transphobic or homophobic nation, with even the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, PACE, comparing the UK to Islamist Turkey and Russia in terms of LGBT rights earlier this year. Though the survey certainly seems to suggest that Britain is a tolerant nation, the CEO of Stonewall, Nancy Kelly, vowed to continue the supposed fight for equality. Over the last 50 years, every battle for the rights of LGBTQ+ communities has been fought in the court of public opinion as well as in the corridors of power. This data reminds us to celebrate how far we've come, as well as focus on how far there is to go, the Stonewall chief told the Metro. The report also called on people to continue getting in the face of the minority of the public that do not agree with the far-left charity's views on gender and sexuality. 50 years after we first marched together through the streets of London, we are still standing proudly together in the face of a loud, intolerant minority, the report urged. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.